All right, and Siman Shin Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph still. The Machaber continues. If the husband and wife aren't in the city, then the people of the house, the other people who live there, are allowed to make the Erev without their knowledge, as long as it is only open to one chatzer. Even if it was open to two chatzeros, if there's one that he normally joins in, then you can do it without his knowledge. But if he's not normally, if he doesn't normally do it, then you would not be able to do it without his knowledge. The Mishnah Berurah says that if he knew that for sure he does not like to do it, then even if he didn't protest explicitly, still you cannot do it on his behalf if you know he doesn't really want it. But if you don't know either way, then you could assume it's a zechus for him, and therefore for sure he will not be machbid on them. But if it's open to two chatzeros, so then they can't do it without his knowledge, because then it's not necessarily zechus for him, because maybe he won't want to join in such an erev, because he'll go the other way instead. Continues the Mechaber, Aval b'nei ha-chatzer ein yicholim likach pito mibeis la'arev shalom midas ech b'nei ha-bayis. The people who live in the chatzer can't go into someone else's house to take the pas from him, afilu regalim mehem v'osar lahem. Even if he generally does, it can only be the members of the house that do it against his knowledge, but not the people of the chatzer to do it against his knowledge. The Berlacha quotes some achronim who paskin that even the b'nei ha-chatzer can actually take the pas without his knowledge, as long as they don't know for sure that he would generally protest it, even without the knowledge of the people of the house. There are some machronim who say it, and maybe we could rely on it in a case of need. The Mechaber continues, the Yeshomim, some say, Deinish domar reva sela shalobi diyaso. The wife is only allowed to make the Erev without his knowledge, but if he says that he doesn't want it, so then for sure she wouldn't be able to do it against his will. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if he said it after she already did the Erev, then it would still ruin the Erev that she had already done. If he normally does join in, but now he doesn't want to, then the people of the Chazer could go and take it. But if he's not normally combined with them, they can't go and take it from him. But Basin can force him to do it, or Basin could go and take from his property. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though they, B'nai HaChatzar themselves, aren't allowed to take the din into their own hands, Basin is able to force him to join together so that it won't prohibit them from carrying. This din of Basin, the Mishnah Berurah says, of being Kofa, applies according to everyone, even the first opinion that we discussed in this siman. How does this work? Being kofan al mitzos, the Sivas HaMishpat says that everyone can actually force his friend to do a mitzvah saseh, just like he could stop him from doing a prohibition. But the Meshovim, the Sivas, disagrees and says you could force your friend to stop doing an iser, but to force him to do a mitzvah saseh, only Beis Din is able to do that, and the Mechas Chinuch says the same thing. The Chuvas HaChasam Sofer writes that even if, in terms of kiyum mitzvos, everyone is able to force someone else to do it, and you don't need a Beis Din for it. Still, when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, you need a Beis Din in order to enforce it. And according to the Chasam Sofer, the Tshuvas Chazon Nachum writes that we could need to explain why by an Erev do we not, why by an Erev does only Beis Din force it, because it's considered to be a davar sheva mamon, because you're taking his property in order to do it. He adds that an etza to make the erev against his will, even outside of Beis Din, would be to be zocha the pas of their own pas, be mezake their own pas to him, and then it won't be a davar sheva mamon anymore. Do you need a Beis Din kavua in order to force, or even a Beis Din of three hediotos would be able to do it? The Chazon Nachum is not sure about this, and he proves that you don't need a Beis Din kavua from the words of the Vilna Gaon, who writes in the Makor for a kofin, Beis Din being kofa, a person to fulfill a mitzvah, comes from the Gemara, which discusses that B'nai Chatzar can kofa each other to make a lechi or a kora. And clearly that's outside of Beis Din, so too this would be outside of a regular Beis Din, and even a Beis Din of three would work. The Makor for Beis Din being Kofa, Abbas Yosef writes, is from the Magid Mishnah, who says that even if a person does not normally join in to the Erev, you can go to take from his property. But the Chuvah of Yehuda and the Vilna Gaon bring the Makar for Kofan from the Divir Gemara by an Erevin, which brings a proof why Shmuel says that one person from the Mavoi that normally joins in and didn't join in, that the people of the Mavoi can take against as well. From the Brisa, which says that we are Kofa to make a Lachin Akora, and the Gemara is Doche by saying Mitzad Shiny. The Gemara asks that this Lashon is not understandable, and therefore it changes it to be based in shiny. So we see the Makor is that based in can be kofa on something such as a Lechir Korah, and for sure our case as well.